Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 14th, 1981. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
By St. Teresa, shortly before coming to the vigil, I was quite startled to have this phenomenon, as the world would call it, because of the fact that it's been many years since I have received from Teresa, Our Lady, a pre-vigil message in poetical form, as those in 1968 and 69. But this is now to be brought in with Our Lady's, the eve of Our Lady's Feast of the Assumption. Atonement, prayer, and sacrifice. Remember to pray through 82 and never forget to wear your blue, to guard your way and bless your home. When skies light up and oceans foam, the nine line up, nine is the number, the nine line up on even course, C-O-U-R-S-E. The flares emate with such great force. I hesitated to read the rest because of the airplanes passing over. The flares emate with such great force, the sun in turning will dance around to panic souls upon the ground. Floods, great heat, repeat anew, the ones to be saved will be but a few. He who defies the laws of God will find these tribulations hard. Then a lady spoke to me. But I'm sure she wouldn't mind putting this also with the message. The 6 days of suffering are not for you, for you are counted among the few. Now, Teresa went on, for you are the heart of the sun. No, excuse me, it's difficult with the light shining on here to frankly transcribe this. I would like to start that over. The 6 days of suffering are not for you, for you are counted among the few. That was given privately, really, to me by Our Lady. And then Teresa continued, the heat of the sun will burn skin from the bones, then shed no light to brighten dark homes. Understand, the heat of the sun will burn skin from the bones, then shed no light to brighten dark homes. I can't see. The moon will be covered in mourning, M-O-U-R-I-N-G, haze, then give off a red cast in solid maize, M-A-Z-E. The seas will be empty, the ground found bare. There will not be food for any to share. Then many shall gnash, G-N-A-S-H, their teeth in woe, for now they have watched the seeds that they did sow. There was so much noise of the overpassing aeroplanes that I'm sure I had best repeat this because it's very important. Now, should they come over again, I think Satan is having a little fun with us tonight. Should they come over again, we'll repeat it because the words must be exact in duplication. Remember to pray through 82. And never forget to wear your blue, to guard your way and bless your home when skies light up and oceans foam. The nine line up on even course, The flares emate with such great force, the sun in turning will dance around to panic souls upon the ground. Floods, great heat, repeat anew, the ones to be saved will be but a few. He who defies the laws of God will find these tribulations hard. The 6 days of suffering are not for you, for you are counted among the few. That was from our Blessed Mother to me in private. Now, Teresa continued, the heat of the sun will burn skin from the bones, then shed no light to brighten dark homes. The moon will be covered in mourning haze, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, I guess that means black, in mourning haze, then give off a red cast in solid maze, M-A-Z-E. The seas will be empty, the ground found bare, B-A-R-E. There will not be food for any to share. Then many shall gnash their teeth in woe, for now they have watched the seeds they did sow.
The sky all about the trees is becoming a deep pink. And high above Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. Jesus is coming forward. And right behind him, our Blessed Mother is following. They're coming down now slowly. It's quite windy, and Jesus is, his robe is blowing in the wind very softly. I see now Jesus, he's coming down much faster now. Our Lady is staying behind him, and she's looking from the right to the left. Oh, our Blessed Mother is dressed beautifully. Oh, now she's coming down, and she's going over by Jesus' right side. Oh, she's dressed so beautifully. She has on a white mantle, but the gold trim is much wider, about the edging of the mantle, near her gown and across her head. Our Lady's mantle extends quite far down over her forehead, I would say halfway between her eyebrows and her hairline. And on her head, Our Lady has the beautiful Fatima crown, the one that's rounded like the world, with the cross on top of it. It's all of gold. I know it's fun gold. It is absolutely so brilliant. Our Lady now has her hands together like this in prayer, and her beautiful rosary is coming down, almost cascading. So gently are they folded over her hands, and the wind is blowing. And the crucifix is now actually dangling from Our Lady's fingers. She's looking about her, and she hasn't taken her hands apart. Upon Our Lady's feet, she has the most beautiful sandals. They are absolutely made of gold. Even the material, metallic-type material of the strap across Our Lady's instep. It's actually across her instep. And then in cross-like formation, there's another strapping from her, the edge of her delicate sandals up to her ankle. I can't see that far because her gown covers over almost to the edge of the instep. But perched on the sandal, on the strap that goes directly down the center, is a small golden rosette on each foot. I say rosette because it's a very small rose, but it's not, I don't believe it's a real rose, a living. It looks more like a metallic spun gold rose. It's just beautiful, but very tiny on the tip of the sandal of Our Lady, on each sandal. Now, Jesus is looking about him too. And I do notice, I can't help but notice that they have a very sad, restrained look upon their faces. And now Our Lady is leaning over to Jesus. I can't hear what she's saying. He has nodded very slowly. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning towards Our Lady and he's nodding. Our Lady now is taking the beautiful golden crucifix from her rosary. Her hands are now unjoined. And she's making the sign of the cross with the crucifix in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is taking the crucifix, and she just had a very sad expression upon her face. I can see her very clearly this evening, and she's kissing the crucifix like this, and now she's clutching it to her vest like this. Now Jesus is looking away. He's gazing over everyone about here. Now Our Lady is coming closer. She had moved a bit over to the right, but she's coming closer now, and Jesus is nodding to her. He's stepping back, and Our Lady is stepping forward. And he's nodding again. Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially my child Veronica, I have asked my son to bring you here this evening with a disability. But it is urgent that you make known to the world that all warnings, all counsel given in the past will now take place. I have warned you as a mother of sorrow. I have wandered throughout your earth. Through countless earth years, counseling you as your mother, begging my son to extend unto you the time to make amends for your offenses to the Eternal Father. My children, my tears fall upon you and your nation, and all other nations of the world, because of your blindness, you fail to see what is fast coming upon mankind. I will not, at this time, give you a long discourse of reasoning for the coming chastisement to mankind. Many minor warnings have been given in the past to go by unnoticed or rejected. Oh, my children, it truly rains teardrops from heaven. We listen to the voices of the saints as they cry out in anguish to us. How long shall you patiently wait for a generation to make atonement? How long, O Lord, must this carnage go on as Lucifer continues to gather his armies and take many from the earth into the abode of the damned?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
My children. I cannot give you more urgent a message than to ask you as your mother to go back and read all counseling, all messages given throughout the world by just seers. My children, I must warn you that you must test the spirits. When I gave you a message that there would be many seers throughout the world, I did not say that they would gather within one country. Understand this well, my children. It is the way of Satan to delude and take from authentic visitations. You will recognize them because they cannot remain hidden. By their fruits will they be known. My child, you are draining your energies. As I have warned you in the past, you must not be concerned with the opinion of man. Understand, my child, were you speaking and giving to them, our sons, the clergy, a message that would feed their pride and build their arrogance, you would be accepted. But I do not come to earth to go about in praise. I come to warn of an urgency upon earth and an action of the Eternal Father to restore the earth to its former glory. My son's church has been under and is under heavy attack by the agents of hell. But hell shall not prevail against my son's church. I have asked you in the past, and I ask and continue to beg you, my children, not to abandon your vicar in Rome and not to abandon your parish church. You may have discord with your pastor. You may have discord with other priests in your parish. But you must remember this, my children. If it gives you any consolation in human nature and for their human nature, you must understand. You must honor them for who they are, but not judge them for what they are or have become. My son's church has been laid out and the course to heaven, the way to heaven has been given by him. Therefore, change causes confusion and error. When you have something beautiful, when you have a firm foundation, you don't start boring holes in it, or you will weaken it. However, I would suggest that you say that the walls have cracked, my child and my children, for the foundation is my son. And in parable and symbolism, I say the foundation is solid. My son is the church. Man may build another church, but he shall not have the angels assist him. My heart, my son's heart, has been grieved. As we go about the world and see the carnage taking place within his church, we can't see a division bordering on schism. My children, I have asked you in the past, we cannot have this division, for it is promoted by Satan. The adage of old remains forever true. United, you will stand, but divided, you will fall. Do not judge my son's house, his church, by the man, though he is a representative, legal, a legal representative of my son. In his house, he is but a human in his nature. But during the time that my son comes to you, this man will be used through the Holy Spirit, regardless of the state of his human nature, be it sin or saint, be it a sinner or one who has led even those astray. At the time that my son comes in the consecration, he shall not turn aside from you, my son. Therefore, you cannot say the Mass is invalid. This has brought great sorrow to our hearts, for many have left the fold on this matter. My child and my children, I say again, test the spirits. For now, there is a conspiracy of evil throughout the world, going to the extreme left of invoking Satan in the worship of Satan. A contrary mass to my son. Sadly, darkness of spirit pervades among mankind. How long shall the Eternal Father permit this condition to exist? My children, I tell you now as your mother that my tears fall upon you, for you do not know what you are doing. You are bringing upon you a great punishment. Are you so blind that you do not recognize the acceleration of sin among you? Murders abound, thievery, all manner of carnage, destruction of young souls, abortion, homosexuality, condemned from the beginning of time by the Eternal Father. Yet sin has become a way of life. Sin is condoned now, even unto the highest judges of your land and your lands throughout the world. As you have sown, so shall you reap. Sin is death, not only of the spirit, but of the body. Wars are a punishment for man's sin, his greed, his avarice. Pride and arrogance is bringing down into hell mitres from my son's house. Oh, my children, how long must I travel far and wide throughout your world? Persevering because I love you as your mother. And I want to save you from yourselves. For I cry out as my son, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In the name of modernism, in the name of communism, in the name of humanism, you have fallen into error and discord. Chaos in my son's church, the falling away of souls from the Eucharist, the bread of life. My children, without the bread of life within you. You cannot sustain yourselves long in your world now.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The way to heaven is not an easy way unless you remain on the narrow road. It has restrictions. I ask you now, my children, to avoid even what may appear to be pleasures of the world that may seem to you, as you become blinded by medias, by friends, by associations, blind to the fact that they are soul destroyers. You must limit yourselves now to seeking outside diversions from your home. For when you open your door, you go out now into a world that is now being guided through governments and even through agents in my son's church, financial dynasties, national and international governments, heading fast to a collision. My children, do not forget, in the years I have told you, you will be planet struck. My child, you must hasten to have sent out the message of Saint Benedict. Oh, my, I have come to warn you. You will set loose upon earth the heavens. You will be planet struck. Doctors must do good and cure honorably. Kingdoms, bishops, Rome must be sore, my son's church, or there will be great destruction in the eternal city. Do not give way, my children, to the medias that have lulled and dulled your senses in repeating to you of the safety of your vicar. I must warn you at this time that your vicar is not safe. There will be another attempt upon his life in the city of Rome, brought on by the Red Forces. My child, grieve not, because all is controlled and allowed by the Eternal Father. The second part of my last counsel with you, my child, must remain a secret. You will pray, you will all pray, a constant vigilance of prayer for your vicar, Pope John Paul II. You must beware of your medias, even those who have labeled themselves Catholic, Roman Catholic. Infiltration, my children, is everywhere now. You must pray for the light. Seek guidance only from heaven. But above all, console my son at his tabernacles of the world. Remove your thoughts, your judgments from the man standing at the altar who represents my son. See only in him as one who is my son at the moment of consecration. Be he sinful or be he a saint. In time, you will understand and accept this counsel. Be of good example to all in your parish church. Do not be deterred by the opinion of any man, whether he is of lay or of a denomination of the religious. Remember, my children, when you come over the veil, there is no one to defend you. You will only bring with you love and prayers and your own merits to bring to the Eternal Father for your judgment. So what does it benefit or gain a man if he gathers all the riches of the world and suffers the loss of his soul? Can any man who hears my counsel or my voice defy me and tell me that he will live forever upon earth? Oh, my children, you seek eternal life upon earth. You seek to create life upon earth. You shall not create. The Eternal Father has been deeply offended and hurt by the man of science who is ever seeking but never finding the truth, because the truth is too simple for him. In his arrogance, in his scientific searching and knowledge, he is ever seeking but never coming to the truth. Bitter that man seeks a simple way of life, and he shall not pass into the web of Satan. My child and my children, you will continue to send my counsel, my son's counsel, throughout the world with great haste. Can you not recognize the accidents that are not accidents as they increase upon you? Think, my children, accidents that are not accidents. Satan has a great hand in dulling mankind's mind when he falls out of grace. My child, I had you deliver the message through Teresa for a reason. Consider this the first part of tonight's counsel as a puzzle, another puzzle for the human race to figure out. It is not as difficult a puzzle as Jacinta was to mankind, my child. It is quite simple if you ask and seek the answer. But I warn you now, my children, do not take the first part of this lightly.
The Lord is with thee.
Our Lady is now reaching up to her face. Oh my, she's wiping the tears from her eyes. I didn't realize that she had been crying. Now Our Lady is turning to her left, to Jesus. The light is now becoming very intense about Jesus. He's, you know, he's quite a bit taller than Our Lady. She only comes up to his shoulders, his right shoulder. Our Lady standing on his right side, and now left side. But she's so beautiful. Oh, our Blessed Mother, the light cascading from her as though the light is coming from within her outward too. It's so brilliant, I'm certain without heaven's grace I would be blinded. It's a light that could never be caught in any manner upon earth. It's beyond anything but the supernatural. Jesus now is placing his first finger to his lips. My my child and my children. Due to the urgency of your times, I allowed my mother, who will remain with you as I will through the coming tribulation, to be here tonight. And my child, Veronica, we brought you forward under human duress and stress to bring you here for mankind. The world must now listen to the counsel from heaven. The hourglass is coming now, my child and my children, to the end of its strippings. Watch, my child. And Jesus is pointing up to the sky on the right side and is forming a glass hourglass. And it's in like a wooden base on the top and bottom. But as I'm watching now, there's pink sand in it, and it's now falling through. I would say there are only about 3 grains left. They're really grains. I can see 3 diamond-like grains left. I don't know the 3, but there are 3. And Jesus is smiling. Now he's pointing now to his lips, which means I must listen. Yes, my child, time is running out. But do not be affrighted by the message given to you, my child. Mankind has had many warnings, many years to make restitution to the Eternal Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
pray for all men of sin.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Go to your brothers and your sisters, those who are in the world without counsel, for those who have received many graces, much is expected of them.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
And when you go about the world, beware that no pride or arrogance comes in upon you, or you will lose your grace. Because when you do good among man and mankind, you do it for the Eternal Father who watches you in secret. Therefore, you will not let the left hand know what you're doing with your right hand. You understand, my children. I give this counsel to all who have joined in the mission from heaven to give the message from heaven to all mankind as you are approaching, as you are now in, not approaching, my children, but in the latter days. Now Our Lady, in Jesus, and now Our Lady's extending her crucifix up, the beautiful golden crucifix, like this. And Jesus at the same time is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus and Our Lady, oh, they're so beautiful. The light is so beautiful.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Not yet, my
Hail
child.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace.
Remember, my child, I cannot promise you happiness in this world.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
It has always been, my child, this way.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women.
You will continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. My child, the strength will be given you, but you will not be able to spend full time from your bed. There is a reason for this, which you will soon understand. Continue now, my child, the prayers of atonement, they are sorely needed.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the...
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on August 14, 1981. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.